Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
Hello. Hello, welcome. God bless you. This is Bishop Poole. I'm your host. We're happy to have you, doing you, wherever you might be at the time. And we thank God for each and every one. Amen. For you, and call a friend and tell a friend that Doctrine of Truth is on the air. Our subject is the inside man. Who is your inside man? Amen. Who is your inside man? And we thank God for all the callers. Amen. Everyone that is here, we'll be coming from Matthew's 12th chapter in the 43rd through the 45th verse as a starter. Amen. But at the same time, we want you to call 1-855-236-2252 or 1-347-215-8816. Amen. Then you press 1 on your phone, then the technician will put you in. Amen. We thank God for you. And always remember, you can share these examples. And we want to ask everyone to, amen, call a friend. And we'd like to welcome you again to Doctrine of Truth. Our desire is to bring you the truth at a grassroots level. All listeners can call in and give their biblical experience so we can grow thereby. Now, Father, in the name of Jesus, oh God, we thank you for all the things that you're doing and what you're going to do. And Lord, we know you're able to heal and deliver because of Jesus Christ, your Son, your only begotten Son, the things that he has done for all of us. Amen. For all of us. Amen. For his people. Because you love us so much. While we were yet in our sins, and God died for us, amen, through your Son, Jesus Christ. And we thank God. We ask you to bless your people now, oh God, wherever they might be, whatever situation they might be in. Lord, we ask you to build them up when they've been torn down. In Jesus the Christ's name we pray, amen, amen. In the book of Matthew's related foundation of our study at this time, amen, the book of Matthew's, the 12th chapter, let me find Matthew's recording, amen, and as he began to record, we were talking about who is your inside man. And Jesus here was speaking about the last days. He was saying to the last day to the Pharisees, and it's certain of the in the 38th verse of the 12th chapter. Then certain of the Pharisees, the scribes and Pharisees, answered, saying, "Master, we would see a sign from thee." But he answered and said unto them, "An evil and adulterous generation seek after a sign, and there shall be no sign given it, but the sign of the prophet Jonah. For as Jonah was three days and three nights in the belly of the whale, so shall the Son of Man be 3 days and three nights in the heart of the earth. The men of Nineveh shall rise in judgment with this generation and shall condemn it, because they repented at the preaching of Jonah. And behold, a greater than Jonah is here. The queen of the south shall rise up in judgment with this generation and shall condemn it, for she came from the uttermost parts of the earth to hear the wisdom of Solomon. And behold, a greater than Solomon is here. When the unclean spirit is gone out of a man, he walketh through dry places, seeking rest, and findeth none. Then he said, I will return unto my house from which I came out. And when he is come, he findeth it empty, swept, and garnished. Then cometh he, and taken with himself seven other spirits more wicked than himself, and they enter in and dwell there. And the last state of a man is worse than the first. Even so it shall also unto this wicked generation. Amen. And Jesus was talking here. Amen. He was talking about, amen, about the wicked generation, the last, amen, the prophets. He was giving a parable concerning the end time and the things that are happening and situations that are happening all over. And the Pharisees and the scribes wanted a sign. They wanted to know about the end time, and they wanted to know, amen, about people and Jesus himself, amen, one of the great master teachers of all times, no other greater teacher than Jesus. He drew in, amen, on the disciples and the Pharisees, and began to describe, amen, how things would be taking place in these latter years, in these latter times when he depart. Amen. And we want to look at in the Amplified Bible, the 12th chapter. You know, we always like to do some comparison with the translators in the different Bibles. Amen. Amplified Bible. Amen. We find here, and many of you, we always talk about what type of Bible. Make sure you have the right Bible, the right translation, and make three or four different translations, because we live by the Scripture of God. We live off the Word of God. In Amplified Bible, the 12th chapter and the 43rd verse, and he said, "But when the unclean spirit goes out of a man, it roams through dry places in search of rest, but it does not find any. Then he said, I will go back to my house from which I came out. And when it arrives, it finds the place unoccupied, swept, and in order, and decorated. Then it goes and bring with it seven other spirits, more wicked than itself, and they go in and make their home there. And the last condition of that man become worse than the first. So also shall it be with this wicked generation." Now, you notice here is two different things happening here. Two different things that are happening here. Jesus talking about, amen, a person, how they be converted, amen. Then he also add in, amen, the generation of where we live in now, those that live in without God and do not want to accept God. Amen. Now notice here, in the New American Standard, third verse, it says, "Now when the unclean spirit goes out of a man, it passes through waterless places seeking rest and does not find it. Then it says, I will return to my house which I came. And when it comes, it finds unoccupied, swept, and put in order. Then it goes and take along with it seven other spirits more wicked than itself, and they go in and live there. And the last state of that man become worse than the first. That is why it will also be with this evil generation." The New International Standard says that the 43rd verse of the 12th chapter of Matthew's, "When an unclean spirit comes out of a man, it goes through dry places, seeking rest and does not find it. Then it says, I will return to the house I left, and when it arrived, it find the house unoccupied, swept, clean, and put in order. Then it goes and take with it seven other spirits more wicked than itself, and it goes in and live there, and the final condition of that man is worse than the first. That is how it will be with this wicked generation." So here we go. Here we go. The point here, one of the points, amen, in 1 John, the fourth chapter. Amen. 1 John 4th chapter and the 4th verse. They say, ye of God, little children, from the King James Version. Ye are of God, little children. Amen. And greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. Now, when we accept Christ as our Lord and Savior, we accept Christ, amen, into our heart, and God come into our life and live with us. Amen. He live with us. He be with us. Amen. He dwell with us. Amen. And this is why it's so important. Amen. When we accept Christ, we go all the way with him. We just don't stop. We just give our life to him, and he begin to make changes. God does not leave you helpless and weakened. Amen. When you come to Christ, amen, you can be very sure, amen, he's going to replace some problems and situations with joy and with peace, with happiness, amen, according to the scripture. And all the time we live according to the scripture. We just don't live on what we think. This is what God was saying by one of his prophets. He told one of his prophets to tell Israel that his people are being destroyed because of lack of information, amen, lack of knowledge, amen. So God let us know through the Bible and through the scriptures, amen, that when you give your life to him and to begin to dedicate your life to him, he does some remodeling in your house, in your spiritual house. Amen. He take out some old things. He take out some situations. Amen. He take out some things that you never thought that would be a part that you would lose that part of your life, and you would be out there helpless. You don't have nothing to live for, nothing to live on, no motivation. Amen. But God, amen, He cleans up your life, amen, from the inside out. He cleans up your life from inside out. And he uses two analogies here. One, amen, he began to describe a man. When a man began to give his life over, amen, to God and to begin to walk after him, amen, his life become clean. His life become cleaned up. Amen. Things begin to get better. Amen. God makes life better. Amen. No more loneliness. No more stressed out. Amen. Nobody feel that nobody love him and love them. They always, amen, that the enemy always bring that with him. He bring those situations to a person. Amen. Saying that you don't have love. God don't give you love. And everything, but the Lord, amen, what he does, he binds up the strong part of your life, the things that really destroy and trying to destroy, amen, he cleans all that up. But then you have to continue, amen, because the world is looking, amen, and the old habits that used to be there, the old things that used to be there, amen, they don't have a place to live. In other words, God let you know, amen, those things that you abandoned, it's a possibility, amen, they will come around and want you to take up their habits again. Take them back into your life, amen. So it's very, very needful to understand that the enemy, he wants you, is a battle for your body. It's a battle for your body. Your body is a house. Amen. In Genesis, we find in the Garden of Eden, Satan, he came in the garden, he was watching Eve and Adam, amen, he was living with the serpent and using the serpent, amen, using his body and walking around, amen, but he wanted something better, amen, he wanted to walk, amen, he wanted to be a part of God's creation in the human race, and he desired to get into the human race. And when he did get into the human race, amen, he began to use man's man's image, what God had created strictly for him. So there's a battle for your body. There's a battle. Amen. It goes on all the time. They call it spiritual warfare. Amen. All the time. The enemy, amen, he loves where he lives. And those of you that are in Christ, amen, you got to continue fellowshipping and following the word of God and walking upright. Amen. Because the enemy, he wants to take over you. He wants to be in you and walking with you. But thank God, the Lord has given him power through Jesus Christ. He's given you power, amen, through Jesus Christ, that you don't have to worry about that no more, amen, because you don't even have to listen to what negative situation goes on, because all he's trying to do is prep you, amen, to let go and listen to the wrong voices and the wrong memory. Amen. So here we are. Here we are. Amen. There's a battle for your life. There's a battle. Amen. And what's in you, what's motivating you, amen, the biggest voice in you, amen, that's the one want to take over. That's the one that's taking over. What is it? What is it? Who is it? Amen. Maybe you can pinpoint it. Maybe you can't pinpoint it, but maybe it's just annoying. Amen. But we want to talk about it. Amen. In this study, and we always thank God for many of you that signed in and called in, amen, and give your opinion, and you might be able to have recognized some things in your life, amen, that we can share. And that's why I thank God for this program, for all of us that's calling in, amen, that we can share what we have overcome, or the things that be helpful to others. Amen. God bless you, and we are open the phone lines. Amen. Also, those that would like to call in or later on go to their computer, amen, or go to our website. We give our website www.jciministries.org. Amen. Website www.jciministries.org. Amen. You can click on media. Amen. You can find all of our other contacts there. Amen. If you like us on Facebook, Ustream, you can see as well. And on Sundays, amen, you can also view our program on Sundays. And if you desire to for the support, amen, you can click on donation, amen, at the bottom, because we're working now to go on, and we are on, amen, on radio in some of your areas. We will be giving out the call signals in some of your areas. All right, the phone lines are open, amen, for those that would like to share and be a part of this conversation. Amen. It is being recorded, and you're in the recording. You will hear those of you that's in that local area on WEXY 1520 in Fort Lauderdale and Broward and Palm Beach County. You will hear the broadcast again. Amen. It will be announced either on Tuesday mornings or Saturday afternoons at 6:30. Amen. There will be more radio broadcasts that will be given out, amen, on the radio. Well, right now, we thank God for you can push one on your phone. We're talking about, amen, the strongest. What's on the inside? Who's on the inside? Who's calling you're making decisions? Who are designed to direct you? Amen. I remember Isaiah said that the day that King Uzziah died, amen, Uzziah had one of the greatest influence in his life, amen. Everybody want to be like Uzziah. God had directed Uzziah, and everything Uzziah had, God had taught him and helped him, amen, and made him be successful, amen. But when Uzziah stepped out of what God told him to do, amen, he was manipulated, amen, by many things, And when he did, amen, he died as a leper. Amen. He died his life as a leper. Amen. So you might not think that, amen, your mind, your ambition is not directing you sometime. You might have a vision over someone that you think is great in your life, and you took that vision in. And that vision of someone's life, because of their occupation, is driving you to be like that person, and you take on their character, amen, their mannerism, amen. You want to be like this, you want to be like that. And you think because of what you see on the outside, amen, got them where they are. And that might be your inside man motivating you, amen. It might be many other examples and things that you find that motivate people. And they maybe they used to be very loving until they got a little money. Maybe they used to be very helpful until now they got a better job. Amen. Now she's married. All of these things that breaking it down, amen, we know we always try to strive here in Doctrine of Truth to break things down to the grassroots level. Amen. They, you feel is not motivating you, amen, from the inside, amen. But like Matthew said, and Jesus was teaching, amen, when your life come, to Christ, amen, those things that are not godly, those ideas and those visions are not godly, amen, the Lord will remove those things. But you must continue with him. Don't let a little success, amen, don't let a little thing and this, a little that, whatever, amen, come in your life and God give you peace and you say, okay, that's it. No, you got to continue with Christ, amen, because things will not, you'll break off from the vine, in other words. You'll break off from the vine. All right, you can press one on your phone. We don't want to take up all the time. Amen. We always love to have the audience to come in and express themselves, because this is what this program is about. Amen. Like to share, we love love and share one for another. Amen. The Bible said, Proverbs, iron sharpens iron. Amen. Help us to be better people in Christ, help us to be better soldiers for Christ. Amen. If your brother is have an error, you can tell him. Amen. Brother, sister, I think this is not going to be a successful way for you. Amen. I see some things that you need to continue. Amen. On with God, and God will help you get rid of things. There's some things that it takes education. And that's why Paul said, renew your mind. Amen. It takes the scripture, reading and studying the scripture. Amen. Sitting down with the Bible and amen, being in Bible study, amen, and really, amen, desiring the sincere milk of the word where you can digest it yourself. Some things might not click coming out of the Bible study, amen. It might not click for you, amen, to get the understanding of a subject, amen, of a question, amen, until something like this, a study like this, conversation like four or five people talking about things, amen, before you really understand what God says. And understanding, according to Proverbs, will give bring strength. Understanding will bring strength. All right, you can push one on your phone, wherever you might be, amen, in the studio. You push one, and our technician will type you in. You have a song or scripture, a vision, a dream, a testimony you would like to share concerning, amen, this subject, amen, that you can feel that you can see where you were early part of your Christian walk, or you might feel where you are now. You might want to ask the question. Amen. We have more than two or three or four or five or six, amen, here to listen to your question or to hear your testimony. Amen. It'd be very helpful to someone else. Amen. So what we're talking about here, we're waiting in the studio, amen, for someone to click in as we continue to go here on Doctrine of Truth. Amen. We thank God for you, and we have so many reports of thanking God for the broadcast, because people are able to express themselves. It's not many broadcasts that you can come on, amen, and express yourself that other people can hear. Amen. I know that sometimes there are more than one way, amen, to get the truth from a different direction. God doesn't give the truth to one person only. Amen. He gave it to 4, 5, 6, or 7 different people. And the gospel, Matthew, Mark, Luke, John, amen, those four men, amen, God used them to write. Amen. Look at the book of the Old Testament writers. Amen. God worked with variety of people. Amen. God loved variety of people. Amen. And he let us know. If you look out over the world, amen, some are tall, very tall, some are very heavy, different pigmentation of skin, different languages, amen, of people. All right, we're at area code 954, and the last four digits is 4427. God bless you. You're in the studio. Go right ahead. God bless you.
Thank you, Mr. Bishop. It's always good to be on the call and be able to talk about the Word of God. This topic tonight, as usual, is very interesting. You know, when you know, the Book of Romans talk about man in the 8th chapter, talk about us being Christ-like. You know, we are born, or when we get of age, there's a time for us to go to school, to the school of man, and begin to learn how to live in this, in man's world, according to his system. But God, he wrote an instruction. He got a test book too. And the Bible is our textbook to help us to learn how to be Christ-like. See, God will make us in his image, and he gave us an example for us to pattern ourselves by, so that we would know how to be Christ-like and to live the godly lifestyle. Now, in order to live a godly lifestyle, you must understand the rules and principles of being of a godly lifestyle. That's where the test book come in. God told Joshua to write these things down for a memorial for your children's children. That way we could always turn to the Word of God, and it's like you begin the program always letting the listeners know that we go to the King James Bible to get our word, that we might be lined up with the Word of God. We use that as our source. Well, we are spiritual beings put in natural bodies. So the man that's in this body is a spirit, and that spirit needs to get his instructions on how to live in this earthly body from a spirit being. So God, being a spirit, has put the instruction for the spirit in the Bible. Now, if the spirit is going to function inside of that fleshly body here on earth, it's going to have to be guided by the source. And the source of the spirit is God. The fact that it's living in this human body still doesn't change its objective, that which it was created. That spirit will put in that human body to direct that human body in godly principles. And to be directed at body and human principle, it must have the test book from the Spirit itself. So God has put his word so that man can study his word in order to learn how to live in this human body. Now, if he deviates from the instructions, he's not going to be able to get the maximum use out of that human body. See, man got his textbooks in order to tell you how to live in this natural world according to his understanding. But you, the spirit, inside of that human body, you need instructions on how the spirit is going to live in this world. And then the world will conform to the man once the spirit in that body knows the rules and principles of how to live in that body according to God's rules and principles.
All right. I know we're this might be a little deep subject for those that just starting off in Christ. Amen. But you are more complex than you think you are. Amen. Those out there that's listening and accepting Christ. And all right, we have 561 4556. 561-4556.
God bless you. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hello, everybody. How you doing, Bishop?
Okay.
Amen.
Go ahead.
Inside man. Lord have mercy. Where do I start? He's the heart fixer. My inside man is the heart fixer, the storm chaser or the storm calmer. He's the... Oh, Lord, I could just go on and on. I just want to say something on the inside, working on the outside. Oh, what a change in my life. That's what he is. My inside man is a changer. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And I have one more thing to say. I'm not going to take up the time because I'm just so excited and I want everybody else to get something out of this good stuff. I don't want to hog up everything, but I also want to say, peace in my mind, love through my heart. Peace in my mind, love through my heart. I promised the Lord from his path I wouldn't depart. Hallelujah. That's what the inside man is to me. God bless you all.
All right. God bless you. God bless you, Pastor. We thank God for you. Amen. Amen. We thank God for you. All right, we haven't any more. You can go ahead and push one. Amen. We thank God for all our audience. Everybody have a part to play. We all a part of God's house. Amen. Everyone has, amen, their experiences and they come from different environment and background. And what is almost like to say, what is God is to you? Maybe I should we just change that subject. What is God is to you? But there are also things that men and women go through when they first get here, when they first accept Christ as Lord and Savior. Colossians has said that now you have put off all these. You know, when you begin to study the Word of God, Colossians 3:2 says, for which things sake that the wrath of God come on the children of disobedience, amen, in which you also walk sometime when you live therein. Excuse me. Amen. But ye also put off all these. That means you have the power and ability to put off things, stop things. Notice the 9th verse says, Let not one to another, lie not one to another, seeing that you have put off the old man with his deeds. So God wants us to change, and many times, like Paul said, renew your mind. Renew your mind. Renew your mind about the walk of Christ. That's what the church is about. You just cannot be born again, amen, and the enemy always want to frustrate you and bother you, and next thing you know, you don't know what else to do but to go back to the old attitude, the old way, slip back into it with not being aware. Amen. You need the word. You need someone to be around you and to propulsion. You just like learning how to drive. Once you learn how to drive, you read the book. If you didn't have the manual, you'd be out there in the road, the car flipping and turning, trying to keep up with the traffic, trying to stay on one side of the road. First, you have to learn how to learn your piece of equipment. Learn your piece of equipment. All right, you can push one on your phone here. We're moving along pretty good here. Amen. And our technician will put you in. Amen. Amen. What we are talking about, what we are, you might not feel is right. You might not have heard about it. Amen. But you have some things that you was born with. Some ideas. Maybe you have learned from your family or your cousin, your relative, your school. Amen. And you desire. Amen. Look like we have 954-4427, I believe so. Amen. 954-4427. You're in the studio. Amen. Yes. God bless you.
You know, Bishop, we live in this natural world, we have to always be conscious of the fact that the enemy is always trying to get us to agree with, get our flesh to agree with the thoughts and suggestions that he put in us. So it's the inner man that's always battling to obey the word of God. And too often, we're not careful with what we do when no one is watching, when no one is present. What would we do? So we always battling the enemy that's in us. So we had an enemy that's in us. And the only way that we can battle that enemy in us is with the word of God. Because Satan, in order to have legal authority here on the earth, he must have a body or be born of a woman. And then he was not born of a woman, he has no legal authority in the earth, so he has to get a body to do his will. So he's in conscious mind constantly trying to mess with our thought life to get us to go against the teachings of God. And it's the word of God is what we have to depend upon to keep us from obeying the suggestions and thoughts that he put in our thought life. Often people say, I had a mind that God created us, he would never speak to us second. Being God created us, he's going to always speak to us first. And often your people say, I had a mind, I started to do that, my mind told me to do that, and then the next thought that comes to you is the enemy speaking to you now, wanting to alter the word of God just so slightly. He did it with Eve. He said, now, will you truly die? Mm-hmm. So it's always the Holy Spirit is going to guide you the right way, but when you entertain that second thought, is now when you're getting away from the word of God and you're entertaining now the thoughts of the enemy. So it's always a battle within yourself to try to keep yourself focused on the word of God, because the enemy is going to always try to alter it just so slightly.
All right. We want to, amen, we've been to turn the corner now. We want to make sure that we get everyone that can, amen, would like to say something. Amen. Once we become born again, amen, the Holy Spirit comes in. Amen. He brings us visions and dreams. And, amen, it's good that you have the more benefits that you can sit down and pray and talk to God and ask God, say, Lord, what's wrong with me? What the situation is? Amen. And the Holy Spirit give you a vision or a dream or a prophecy or something, and that's powerful. That's powerful. It doesn't matter how much money you got or who you are, where you went to school, your background, your family. You become a child of God. All right, 561-4556. Go right ahead.
Praise the Lord. It's me again. Amen.
Right.
I was reading Colossians 3:16 through the 25th
mm-hmm.
verse. And it says, let the word of Christ dwell in you richly, all in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with grace in your hearts to the Lord. And whatsoever you do in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God and the Father by him. Lord, have mercy. That's all I'm going to read. I just thank God for all that is what we live in. Amen?
Amen, amen.
Amen.
Jesus said, search the scriptures. He said, search the scriptures because in them you find you have eternal life. Amen. That's why we have to continue in the scripture. Amen. And we have to understand when we've been born again, we've been born in sin, and the doctrine and teaching that was in us before, amen, it began to practice out when we get older and older, amen. And the strongest activity that we got involved in, they call it the strong man, amen, it is selfish, amen, it is jealousy, and that's what they got the devil evicted out of heaven, amen. Jealousy, amen, and selfishness, amen, that a part of the world you see today, amen, they going, everything is about themselves. Everything is about, they don't like this. They want to be by themselves. They want some, nobody don't care about them. That's what got the devil evicted. And when we become a child of God, and why things look kind of difficult a little bit, because you got dual citizenship. Just like you, all of us now, listening, let's say we all run, we're in Alaska, and we want to go home. And you can imagine what type of atmosphere and thinking we'd be going through. All right, area code 786-4319. Area code 786, last four digits, 4319. You in the studio.
God bless you, Bishop.
God bless you, Dr.
I'm doing good. I run a little late. I was listening. But it seemed like the mm-hmm. phone that I was listening on, the thing ain't working right. Anyways, I listened to different ones talk, and it made it real simple for me because I began to listen and learn these days. It is very interesting what the Lord will teach you if you do it like that. And the thing that come to my mind is brotherly love. That's interesting. Concerning the topic of the conversation. Now, mm-hmm. Jesus is our elder brother.
Mm-hmm.
That's amazing. And what
mm-hmm.
Jesus did for all of us, he sealed it by living inside of us. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how the Spirit, he leads us. The Holy Spirit, he leads us and just like a brother. And that's the whole
mm-hmm.
plan, you see. Because just
mm-hmm.
as it been said many times, we all born in sin. And
mm-hmm.
we are changed, we are molded by iniquity. God have talked to us, and we overstepped it, and some today is yet not listening. So what he did, he sent Jesus, his son, and the plan was, the architect was, that upon asking him, he would enter into all of us and treat us like a brother, you see.
All right.
So that's why you hear he revealed to Peter, Paul, and the other brethren, let brotherly love continue in you. And this is where he'll lead you. You will, to the if you treat one another just like Jesus treated us. Do that make sense? So what
right.
happens is when the Spirit of God comes in you, you see, He gives you an example of how you ought to, because he forgives us. And he gives us an example right there how we ought to forgive one another. You see, it's all summed up there in the fact that he died for us. That was the whole plan. And treating one another, that's why I wonder about this thing, because I'm saying we are failing on treating one another like we ought to, but we got to treat one another like Jesus treated us. And that's why that seventh chapter of St. Matthew was talking about when the brothers came to Jesus and talked about how long, that was Peter, how long shall I forgive my brother? You see what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And Jesus said 70 times 7. Now, in my own mind, that's what, like 490, something like that, you see. And you say, wow, you know, I might as well forget about holding against him. But the reason is that just like he forgave us, and God knows we done did some incredible things that's very sinful. But regardless of that, we have to forgive. You get what I'm saying? And so that's why many old preachers call it forgiving spirit. It's simply a where the spirit strengthens you. You see, to do that, it's a kind of strength that takes you above your hurt. Amen. It'll wash your mind if you give in to it. You use it. You see, it also comforts you, and God will let you know well you can make it. You see what I'm saying? He began to speak wholesome words and words that take you above your sorrow and your wounds. So this is what it's all about. Now, if you notice, if the enemy looks for a house that has been swept, you've been touched by God. You've been cleansed. You get what I'm saying? You come to Jesus, he removes your wounds and all that kind of stuff. He's strengthening you, you see, but yet you don't have the spirit. So you feel good about it, and you begin to be aggressive towards sin and all that. But what happens if he don't fill you with the Holy Ghost? He don't lift up, he don't close the door on sin, see, because you're being respected by Almighty God because you're in the body, and you got to get a seal on the heart, you see, on the soul to keep that stuff out. Even if you act up, you see, that's why he says, confess your faults. This is God talking to forgive you your sins, and the blood of my son will cleanse you. So that's the tool we use to keep the door closed. But if you don't have that forgiving spirit, you don't have that if you got too much pride and all that, then the enemy comes back and he can communicate with that causes him to hang around, see, and when the devil comes around, one come around, then all the rest of them come, because that's the plan. You see, a man, you said that, a man is worse off than he really was. So I just want to say that's the whole thing about changing us, because we all were born in sin, you see. And like the scripture said, within us we can hate. Well, you can get bitterness in there. You can fornicate. You can commit adultery. All that's within a man because sin is in him. So with Jesus in there, he said, now if you confess, ain't that amazing? Just like a brother, your big brother. You see, so that's what I want to put in there, because I thank God for the broadcast, because it causes me to think. I used to say, Lord, you know, I know a little about that, but it pushes you. You know, it pushes you to say, what is it all about? And the spirit begins to put things together for me. You see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And you'll see, wow, it's a great picture, but God got it so simple that what he said, a fool won't leave an error. Thank you, Bishop.
Yeah. God bless you. God bless you. Amen. We thank you for, amen, breaking it down. That's what we desire to do here in Blog Talk. We get revelation one to another. Amen. We thank God for all of you putting it together. And when you were speaking there, the elder was speaking there, my mind fell on a friend of mine, an evangelist. My mind went back 20 years or more. Amen. He was a drummer. Amen. Before he got saved, he was doing some certain things with another man's family. The man come in there and shot him in the nightclub, shot him. Amen. And after he got saved, I met him. Amen. He came to church. Amen. That's where I first met him. Amen. He got saved, and when the Holy Ghost came in his life, amen, he went round to the man's house that shot him. And he got up and testified in the church, and the man and family come, no, we're not going to fight. And he said, no, I came right here to tell him I forgive him. You know, I don't have nothing against him. Amen. He get to crying and getting to shouting and going on. Because that loving spirit, that forgiving spirit comes inside of a man. And God is love. That is pure love. Amen. God kind of love. And that God love. Amen. You can't buy it in a can or bottle. Amen. God change a man from inside out. Amen. God bless you. Amen. We turn in the corner now. We can take about two or three more comments because then we have to go into prayer. Amen. If somebody else want to in the studio, you want to push one on your phone. Amen. If you got a quick comment or something you'd like to add, we want to hear from you. Amen. As we continue. Amen. Before we get ready to close. Amen. Unforgiveness. Amen. You got to forgive that closed the door. Amen. God is love. And we got to love. Amen. We got to love. That's the number one on the agenda. You got to pray. Some things I know we go through. We have to keep going. Amen. Because we're living every day, getting up tomorrow, another day if the Lord permit. Amen. And we have to say, Lord, help me to forgive. Amen. And God will help seal up that hurt and that pain. Amen. As long as you know what the scripture says. Amen. We live on the word. Jesus said, my word will not pass away. Heaven and earth will pass away, but my word will not pass away. Amen. All right. All right. We have we're in the studio. Anyone else want to push one on your phone? Amen. We can take another caller. Amen. Concerning what's on the inside, the Holy Ghost, when the Holy Ghost come in, amen, and he brings such a big package of benefits, amen, you can pray and amen and God and talking to God, amen, and God loves the conversation, amen. He wants you to talk to him. Jesus, amen, shame his disciples. He was out there praying all the time. He going up and getting away and praying. Amen. The disciples said, we got to find out about this. We got to find out. And it might sound simple. It might sound, say, oh, that's a baby prayer. Amen. But that Lord's Prayer has everything you need in it. Everything
that's right. You need in it. That's right. Everything you need is in the Lord's Prayer. Amen.
All right, Doctor, you got a couple more words you want to say before we go on into prayer. Amen.
Yeah, we're just thinking, Bishop, about how so great a divorce rate these days.
All right.
But if that brotherly love stands up in your heart, you'll forgive, and I don't care what the deal is. You see what I'm saying? Oftentimes we live off of the results of what the law can do for us. But sometimes it takes some tears and it takes some lament in it. It takes some, you get like a old man told me, say, I hated him so bad I went out and bought him some candy.
That's a good one.
He said, that, he told me, you laughing. He said, but when I did that, he said, God touched me.
All right,
and I didn't have it against him no longer. So we're looking at the fact that God is our life. He's the owner. You know, you have to turn it over. And we don't talk about, sometimes you got to lay aside that plate, you see. You got to lay aside, and all this is instrumental. That's what the devil can't handle. You turn down them neck beans and them ham hocks, and God gonna have to meet you. he gonna have to help you.
Yes, sir.
I found out a whole lot of things. You can talk a good game, you know, but that devil, he's a spanker. He's a spanker. The word says he's most subtle than all the beasts of the field. You see, so we no match for him. But I tell you what, Jesus in you will stand up to him and call him out of his name. But that's what I want to say, all right. Bishop.
All right, Doug, we're going to get ready to amen and give us a short prayer. Give a short prayer real quickly.
Lord, we are so grateful for the day's show. We thank God for Bishop and his family. We thank for all those that have talked today who are aiding and operating in this program. We thank you so much for what we are learning. And not only that we learn that you stand beside us the more. We ask you, God, to forgive us our sins and help us to overcome in today's society. Help us to be strong and love our brother. We ask you to help us to pray for our family. The time is running out, that they would be changed and would be ready for you coming. And we just bless you for your favor. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen, amen. Can we have another caller? Amen. We can have about two quick callers. Amen. Give us a prayer. Amen. And amen. That's why it's good to love. You might not like the way people live. Amen. All right. 954-4427. God bless you in there. God bless you.
Father God, we are persuaded through all things that we are more than conquerors through Jesus Christ who loves us. For we are persuaded that not death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor any present thing to come, nor heights of death, nor any other created thing shall separate us from the love of Christ Jesus, which is in us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. All right. God bless you. Amen. Where we are. Amen. Sometimes we don't like the way people live, what they say and do, but when this storm and these rains and these fire come through, amen, it comes through all of that. Amen. And we feel sorry for people, amen, that are living, amen, against God's will and hoping that they have confess their sin and ask God to come into their life, amen, while they had a chance. We say to all of you that are seeking Christ to a higher level, confession began first, repentance in your heart. God looks on the heart. He looked on the heart of man, and all he saw was Noah and his family. God looks down, amen. He knows your heart and mind. Some of you won't get no peace until you say, Lord, come in my heart and forgive me of my sin. And help me, Lord, and you will find peace. There's no peace without Christ. Christ is peace. God bless you. As always, you can go to our website, www.jciministries.org, and click on media. Amen. We thank God for it, and we are reaching out also in the radio, public radio. Amen. But it's in the radio field because of you. Because of your help and your support. Now, Father, we thank you. Look upon each and every one's heart and mind. You know their condition, their sickness and disease, but you are greater. You are greater. He that is in us is greater. And God, thank you for helping us through your Son, Jesus the Christ. Amen. Helping us to know that we are greater than what we live, greater than what we're doing, greater than what we're going through. And we begin to stand up through the Holy Spirit. Amen. He gives us boldness and understanding, because understanding brings strength. Amen. Now we ask you, Lord Jesus, go right ahead and prosper. Amen. Bring prosperity to these thy people, Lord, in the name of Jesus the Christ, that you give us authority in your name, we pray. Amen. Amen. God bless you. Until next time.